Happy New Year.
That's a way to start the pod off, isn't it? That really is.
I was for anyone listening, I was rolling my finger, telling him like, I've got a burn,
come
and go.
Come on, go on, yeah. Literally.
How are you, mate?
I'm alright, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
Not bad. Looking forward to the party tonight.
To be honest, no.
Why?
I'm a bit old for partying now.
Get grip, man. I can't speak English. Get grip.
Get grip.
Get grip, kid.
Get grip, man. Come on.
Yeah, because you were going to bring Doom Bar.
Yeah, because I don't drink to get drunk. I drink to get pissed.
Right. In my head, pissed is worse than drunk.
No, fair enough. I don't really drink anymore, which obviously you know. But
Yeah. You don't drink much. I've seen you get pissed once since like last year. But hopefully it'll change tonight, because obviously it's an exception New Year's. I don't mean like blackout, just wavy.
Not like last New Year's party. Last year's New Year's party was a mess.
Yeah, we're all, yeah.
Which we will not, that's one thing we will not go into detail with.
No, because it will spark up opinions from the last pod.
Yeah.
But safe to say, you necked a bottle of wine and wanted to go clubbing at 5 in the morning.
The club's all shut.
Everywhere's shut, and you're like, no, let's go zinc. No, mate, it's closed. It closed about an hour ago. We're actually all going home and going to bed.
Oh, that was a mess.
Yeah, that was a good New Year's.
Ever since then, I've not really drank. That was too much for me, and I've not really touched it.
I went through a crate and a half just to myself of Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I'm here with the Bud Light now. But I was like 18.5, 18.9. Yeah. I went through about 25 Bud Lights that night. Let alone the spirits.
It was mental.
Yeah, that was a good New Year's, yeah.
So anyway, how was how was Crimbo?
Oh, it was good, mate. Yeah.
Eat plenty of stuffing?
Yeah. I did. The normal amount for a person. But do you know what? If I include Christmas dinner and Sunday dinner,
yeah,
I would happily leave stuffing out of it. It's my least favourite thing to get put on the table.
That's not
to say it's not nice, because it's lovely, especially with gravy. But if I had to choose one thing from like a Sunday roast or a Christmas dinner to get rid of, it would be stuffing.
Now, do you know what I do?
It tastes like ash.
You taste like fucking ash.
No, I don't.
I'm quite weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously we know at this point.
Yeah.
Every listener knows at this point.
Yeah.
But I have this thing, right? You make up the stuffing in the bowl. Before it's even cooked, I'll just go up and eat some. I'll get the fork. I'm done. Get a couple of mouthfuls.
Yes. I can back that, because when the top is soft, it's nice. When it's really hot and warm and soft, it's nice. But it's when the top gets dry and crispy.
I like the tiniest little bit of like crispy crust on it. And then, like you said, the top and the sides crispy.
Yeah, yeah,
the middle has to be still soft.
The circumference.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, it was good, mate. Yeah, I got good presents. Mrs. was happy with her. She cried when she opened up her Nintendo Switch.
Oh, emotions.
Which, yeah. I was there like, get over it, you puff. No, I'm joking, I won't really. I give her a hug.
Yeah.
She managed to hold her own, opening everything. Necklace, perfume, shoes, everything. Yeah. And then, she opened the Switch and she just burst into tears. And then she opened Wreckfest and she burst into more tears.
Has she already got Wreckfest?
On the Xbox, yeah. But her Xbox controller broke, so she's currently borrowing my black one, so I'm using my Elite one. So it's just a faff. But I've had the Switch and Wreckfest for her for like 3 months.
Well, keep an eye out on Game, because you might get some sales for controllers on there. Because obviously, Game is shutting down.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's shutting down in Rugby, isn't it?
Heartbreaking for me, because...
Is it shutting down completely, or is it moving?
It's shutting down completely.
Oh, fuck, I was hoping it was moving.
I hope it moves.
Yeah.
Come back.
Because I know that they're doing that, the precinct, the shopping centre, they're turning like the top row into flats, but the bottom row is keeping shops.
What is the top... Oh, you mean like the actual...
You know where they're building the soft play? Like all
by Dunham.
Yeah.
What's up there? It's just a cafe up there, isn't it?
Oh, that cafe has been open for about 10 years.
Hasn't it?
No. The last time I went in that cafe, I was about 7.
Honest, I was ridiculously young the last time I went in there.
Mm. I always remember that cafe as well, because they had like, you know, they had the same brown sauce and ketchup bottles. Do you know, like when you go to like holiday, like Skeggy,
yeah,
and they've got those plastic ones, which is just a solid red bottle, solid brown bottle.
Yeah,
they're fucking phenomenal, aren't they? They remind
it
me.
Seems
of
to add flavour, doesn't it?
Oh, it adds. Oh, honestly, coming out of tacky plastic.
The experience of the bottle seems to add flavour to it.
Yeah.
If it's an old bottle, you know you're getting some good Tommy K.
but it was good. Plenty of food, plenty of presents, a good vibe. What about yours?
Too much food.
I figured, to be fair.
Too much food.
Yeah.
We bought a gammon joint. We bought two turkey joints.
Mm-hmm.
Two turkey crowns.
Two turkey crowns? Fuck me. I know. How many pounds were each turkey?
Oh, no, no. They weren't like full turkeys. It was like turkey breasts.
But fucking hell. I was going to say, we had a turkeys. Fucking, we had an in between 5 and 6 pound turkey crown and we had half left.
Yeah. And I bought a 2 kilo leg of lamb.
You're just a meathead, aren't you? Oh, I love it. I fucking love it.
You might have meat I've eaten this week.
Eat some more tonight if you want to sleep with it.
Don't tempt me.
No,
with
we've
a
got
time.
More turkey left in the fridge. I'm not on about. Dirty boy. fucking 4 meat joints. Fair play, mate.
Yeah.
Fair play.
And shitloads of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Christmas time. You got to do it big, ain't you?
Exactly. Go big or go home.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. It's just a tradition.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like I'm like an old granny, and they're like, "Oh, you're done eating. Here's another plate."
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure
you've
you're
got to be hungry.
Make
yeah.
sure take some for the road.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I like doing that though. But yeah, it's my first Christmas doing everything, uh-huh. cooking, handing out presents.
Uh-huh.
Were you the
dad like I was this year?
What's that?
Because now I'm about to be a dad. Instantly went into dad mode this Christmas. I was stood there with the black bag. Give me your fucking paper.
Yeah.
It doesn't go on the floor. It goes in the bag.
In the bag, straight in the bag. Yeah.
I was proper dadified this Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. I've enjoyed, I wouldn't say time off work, because I've been in work every day, but less hours in the day.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed less hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
One more day of tomorrow. And then back to it.
yeah. Definitely.
Then, yeah. Got some nice presents, actually. You've seen, I've got a Metallica jacket, which I'm in love with.
Filth. It looks like a biker's cut.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love it. It's so like, it's like, you think of who listens to Metallica in America, and it's people that wear that jacket.
Yeah.
Like, ride Harleys.
Like 45-year-old men. And that's not an insult. That's men who like them when they're in their prime.
Yeah.
Like their prime. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
What I would give though to go and see them back in their prime. I would.
Like 80s.
Yeah. Like, when was first time dropped 81? So let's say, go and see them 83, 84.
I'd like to see them 85, Miami venue, nightclubs, neon lights, the bag, the booze, the bitches.
80s as well, Miami.
Oh, frilly hair, rollerblades, skimpy bikinis. Sign me up. Yes, now.
We need that'd be a hell of a pod.
that fucking would be, yeah. Doing it in like a Miami Vice nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got my favorite comedian's book, mm-hmm. Joey Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
I've got his book.
Wake the fuck up, cocksuckers. It's Monday morning.
It's Monday. Get up, cocksuckers.
Get up, cocksuckers. I love it.
Yeah. I've got like 15 pages of my last book to read, and then I'm straight onto the Joey Diaz book.
Yeah, good man.
Every other book gets postponed.
Yes.
Now, I need to read the Joey Diaz one. Yeah, 100%. I love that man.
100%.
If you haven't listened to Joey Diaz, go and listen to him.
Listen to anything he's done, podcast, book.
Anything he does is just gold.
Honestly, he's fucking, what a man. He's had some life experiences as well, God, he has. Yeah. Like, he's been
his fucking life needs to be a film.
Yeah, honestly. What a guy.
What else did I get? I got some Lego.
You did? What Lego did you get? Because I know this.
I got the Millennium Falcon.
What?
But
what?
It wasn't the big, big one.
No, not the fucking, what's the big, it's like 24,000 pieces or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 700 quid.
Yeah, 700 quid.
I haven't got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my mum, why not?
Because it's 700 fucking pound, mate.
Oh, well.
Well, she needs new, like, treads on her wheelchair tires. You said legs, I said wheelchair. Yeah. Oh, we're such bad people,
no.
Man.
I'm very excited for it. I just haven't actually started it yet because I've got nowhere to put it.
No, that's a fucking, that's a 2-day project.
Like. Honestly, I've still got Lego for my birthday. I haven't done yet because I've got no room for any of it.
Yeah, I've actually, it's in my room now, but I've brought up my two Fast and Furious cars, which I've had for about 3 months and haven't bothered doing.
Yeah,
I could smash them both out in an hour each, I reckon.
Oh yeah, those are piss easy.
Yeah, but I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done mine and then I dropped it immediately, and ever since I've not been able to find the windscreen of Dom Toretto's car. Can't find it.
So where it is. It's with his firmly.
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 What else did I get? I got Captain Rex. You know, Lego do the big sort of heads of Star Wars characters.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got Captain Rex now. I think I've got Boba Fett's.
Oh, lovely.
So the Boba or Jango? I can't remember which one. I think it's Boba though.
Boba green and red.
I think it will be.
Jango silver and blue.
I haven't looked at it in a while, but I'm pretty sure it's Boba because I don't think they've done a Jango one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the Darth Vader one eventually. That's gonna be like the centerpiece. That's just a normal one.
That's a Darth Vader mug and a Darth Vader. It actually, if you put the switch on underneath it, his eyes glow different colours. Really? Yeah. That's quite cool, to be fair.
Oh, I've got another one, right? I've got a little aquarium. It's like this big, right?
Uh-huh.
It's got a little motor in the middle, and you put a little plastic jellyfish in it, and it lights them up, and it looks like a jellyfish tank. They're all like floating.
Okay, that's actually pretty sick as a little decal piece.
Two AA batteries.
Yeah.
Well of a time.
That's actually quite good.
Honestly, the light is fucking brilliant, though. If you look at it from over the top, you will get blinded.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Don't forget that on the desk.
That's what the plan is. Since mum got it, she's there, like, on your desk, and I go, do you know what? That's a shout. And then I got it all up and running as soon as I got back home. And I went, yeah, that's going on my desk.
Yeah, 100%.
Anything else?
Not really. No, yeah. I got nitpicky bits for Christmas.
Yeah.
Little keepsakes from my dad and stuff. My biggest present was from my mother. It was a PlayStation 5, which
you little rich boy.
Well.
You got the PlayStation 5 and you got the new Xbox.
Yeah.
And there's me with my Xbox One from like 2015.
It's a bit greedy, isn't it? No, she basically, I asked her for it. And then obviously.
Oh, no. I couldn't get it.
No, that's the thing though, because obviously my mum treats her kids equal. So she paid a little lump sum towards it, mm-hmm. and then I paid the rest.
Okay.
That's
good though.
And yeah. And yeah, so I got the PS5. I've got games inbound. I've got games on the way.
Yeah.
That I ordered like 2 days ago, but they're not arriving now until 11th of Jan apparently. So I'm like, sick.
Cheers.
Do you know what I mean? I've got Spider-Man 1 Remastered, Spider-Man Miles Morales. The headset for the PlayStation, and it's called the Grey Hill Incident. It's something to do with aliens, so I was instantly on it.
Honestly, you just say that to me and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to play it.
honestly, I'm pretty sure it's PlayStation exclusive, but it was £30 and I was like, fuck it, I'm adding it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm currently like maybe 20% through my first platinum ever on my new PlayStation account, because I did have an old one. It was Mr. Fist 134, but now I've created a new one that's same as my Xbox, Willy Cheddar.
Yeah.
So I'm the game. The console comes with a game called Astro's Playroom.
Yeah,
and it's like you're a little character inside of a PlayStation 5, and you've got to go to like GPU jungle and like fan fuckfest or whatever the fuck it's called. and yeah, just do platforming levels, collect jigsaw pieces and stuff. It's actually, do you know what, it's a really fucking fun game.
There's a game I started watching a playthrough yesterday, and I haven't asked you about it since you bought it. How have you found Starfield? Because I've been really excited for that game.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely fantastic game.
Yeah.
But I know the ending.
Okay.
Without getting to the ending myself, but I could tell you the ending, which would put you off.
Don't say it then.
All I'll say to you is new game plus, or new game plus plus, or new game plus plus plus.
So they're setting up for more games?
No.
Oh.
It's the same game. So, spoiler alert for anyone who's listening who likes video games and hasn't played it. So at the end, you're essentially reborn.
Oh.
Your character gets reborn and you do the same quests, just as New Game Plus, but you can meet your previous self. So if you on the first playthrough join the Crimson Fleet and you're a dick,
yeah.
And then on the second playthrough you join the I can't remember the name, Star People, and you'd meet your Crimson Fleet self in the part of the map. So if you say, for example, like achievement hunters like us,
yeah.
If me and you got all the achievements in one run, you're playing it for the sake of playing it.
Mm.
You literally can, you just do the same shit and you lose, you don't lose skill points or anything like that, but you lose money, you lose weapons, you lose the ship. So it's a fucking brilliant game, but I'd recommend just doing the one playthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no achievement for actually doing anything in New Game Plus.
I just, when I go for a game, I look for the story behind it. I'm not even bothered by if it's got multiplayer or if it's, the multiplayer is even that good.
Yeah.
I just go purely for the story.
Yep. Starfield story is fan-fucking-tastic. It's absolutely fantastic. The first time. I watched a guy on YouTube who was on his 8th playthrough.
Jesus.
And he met all 7 different variants of himself in the what's it called? The library or some shit?
Yeah.
Or the fucking book place?
A library.
No, it's called something else. The big room.
I know what it's called. W.H. Smith.
Oh, do you know what, you're spot on there, kid. Yeah, and he like spoke to each individual like 7 variants of himself, and it's just, it's not even like an Easter egg kind of conversation you have with your own character.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like, I'm Crimson Fleet you, I'm Command Center you, I'm this you, and you're like, cool. Waste a fucking 3 days worth of gameplay. Yeah, but yeah, no, I'd recommend it though.
Yeah,
I'd really recommend it. It's on Game Pass, so for free, 100%.
Is it on Game Pass?
Mm-hmm. Straight to, yeah. Straight to Game Pass.
I've got Game Pass, so I can download it. I did download it, but it was only like 2 gig. And I'm like, this can't be the game then.
No, it released fully on Game Pass when it came out.
Oh, the 2 gig would have been there. I must have got it before it came out.
The 2 gig would have been the pre-install, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Shit, okay, I'm going to have to delete some games then tonight.
Yeah.
Is that it then?
Yeah, that's really... Yeah, it for Chris. I got really cool shit off the missus. Got new jewellery, Post Malone vinyl, Alien.
Got new Post Malone vinyl? Oh, no, you got the old
well,
one.
Well, that I was missing, she bought it and gave it me, like, end of
November.
Sorry,
yeah, I thought you meant you got another one.
No, I've got them. I just need to buy the cassette holders from... I found this woman on Etsy who does them for, like, £2 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to buy the cassette holders for the cassettes I've got, and then I can have them on the wall, and then I've completely got his collection up.
Hang on, pod 2 secs.
Right, oh god, he's fucking... He's found something. What you found?
Is that
so? Ow, so...
Is that so?
So...
I just looked at that.
That is...
Look right.
So yeah, within the sleeve of Hollywood's Bleeding album, I have a 7-inch, completely clear, flexi vinyl of the Circle single. Mm. I do actually also have 2 different... I have 2 other 7-inch single vinyls of Circle... Because he did different covers, and me being a little Post Malone nerd was like, I need every single fucking variant.
Yeah.
But yeah. But actually, do you know what annoys me? Is that I'm pretty sure for Hollywood's Bleeding, my vinyl disc is the lilac one, and it also has a mint green one.
You've got the mint green one.
I am stopping myself because I don't need it twice. I am really fucking holding back.
Do it.
Do it. But yeah, that's my little Post Malone wall.
Yeah, I...
People would think I was a fucking stalker if they saw that wall. Like, I collect... I've got his tour shirt in a frame. I've got every single pop vinyl he did, every single vinyl, every single CD, and I do actually own every single cassette he did.
Yeah, you're right.
That's kind of stalkery, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come and do the pod anytime soon.
No, because I'll jump him.
Honestly,
I'll jump his bones. No, I won't really.
I'd be starstruck. I don't think I'd be able to speak that entire podcast.
I think we've said it before, that's the one podcast where I'd carry on smoking.
Yeah.
I'd just go back to cigs just for that.
I'd smoke.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke.
I'd literally get Bud Light ready for him.
Literally.
And I'd be like, Bud Light and a pack of Camels, mate, there you are.
Yeah.
I'd pay money for him to
really come. Excited because While She Sleeps did an announcement on their Patreon the other day.
Mm.
And they did their first ever...
Fucking Patreon beggars. I'm joking.
They did their first ever headline show in an arena back in September at Alexandra Palace, or as I Ali Pali,
yeah.
And they actually did record all of it, and they're putting on a CD and on a DVD. So it looks like I'm going to be buying that and watching it 12 times a week.
Yeah,
because that's what I know. We say it every time. Mm-hmm. Well, I say it every time.
Every new gig you go to was the best time of your life.
But Sleeps, it was just different.
Sleeps is different gravy.
The fact that Bury Tomorrow there as well, they're my 2 favourite bands of all time.
Yeah.
Sleeps and Bury Tomorrow, and they both were at the same show.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Bury opened for Sleeps.
Yeah.
I was like, that is fucking sick.
Yeah.
And then I saw, that was like my 4th or 5th time seeing Bury Tomorrow now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just stood there after them waiting for While She Sleeps to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stood there waiting and went, well, I think Bury Tomorrow could sell this place out as well.
Yeah, or 100%.
Even though While She Sleeps are actually bigger, if you look at statistics-wise, on Spotify's Sleeps nearly have 1 million monthly listeners,
mm-hmm.
whereas Brotomar only has about 600,000.
Right, yeah.
Which
yeah.
surprised me because I thought they were about the same.
575,000 of them are you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, to be honest, I've not listened to Barry really at all the last couple of months. It's just been pure sleeps.
I'll be honest, lad, I haven't listened to him since Man on Fire.
I don't know what it is. I've just grown to like sleeps more at the moment. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, it your music taste changes, yeah. bro. It fucking changes.
But I'm very excited for the album in March. Mm-hmm. I've pre-ordered everything that I can. I must have spent about 120 quid on this new album so far already.
Yeah, but 120 quid for pre-ordering how many items?
It must be like 6 or 7.
See, that's good in my opinion. 7 items you pre-ordered to do with the album and 120 quid, that's
vinyl,
decent.
The DVD, I get a flag, a t-shirt, and then I get a signed poster as well.
See, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's well worth his money.
And it's not, none of it's going to like a record label because they are self-funded, they're self-managed. Mm-hmm. So you spend 5p
mm-hmm.
on the store. Obviously you can't, but let's just say you could.
Yeah.
That whole entire money go to the band.
Yeah.
Which I think every band should do.
Happy New Year.
I mean, we are like 6 hours away, but are we? Five and a half,
yeah.
Half six. We are filming this literally a couple of hours before it goes out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you know my dream gig?
What's that?
Would be at somewhere like the Institute.
Okay.
Somewhere like the Institute or a size of the Institute or the Academy.
Yeah.
And it'd be Brand of Sacrifice headlining.
Okay.
Supported by Lorna Shore.
Yeah.
And Slaughter to Prevail. With special guest Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
Oh, I thought we got over it.
The thing is, tonight, I'm putting them on. I'm putting on Annie.
Good,
on my
so I can actually hear them.
Yeah,
I
don't exactly. know who they are. Oh, Annie. Da, 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 I'm not your daddy. Fucking great song. Absolutely great song. Put it on with Johnny's here.
Speaking of... What?
I put it on with Johnny's here.
Oh, I thought you said John.
No, that prick ain't coming on. Love you. yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm actually at the Academy in just under 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What Academy is that? Is that Watford or Aston Villa?
O2 Academy.
Ah, the worst team.
you said them. I'm seeing Slaughter to Prevail in less than 2 weeks now.
That's sick. I did want to go, but obviously, yeah, kid.
Yeah.
Sorry. No fun anymore.
You literally can't do anything anymore.
No, I can. It's just I'll get aggro leaving it with the missus.
True, but you can forget about.
But with my missus, a packet of Quavers, brain liquor, and a slushy will solve that problem.
Yep. You know what I mean? I bet she's excited for the blue WKD, isn't she?
She wants me to bring the fucking bottle to hospital.
Oh Jesus!
She wants after she's had her skin on skin with the baby, and it's my skin on skin.
Yeah.
She wants a monster in the wicked.
Right.
I've said no.
Yeah, I mean. She says, like, she realises she's going to be bleeding for the next like, couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Alcohol within your blood, so you bleed more.
Yeah. Not my problem. I'll just stick a pad on, love. If you're going to bleed, you're going to bleed.
Wrap yourself in cling film.
You know what I mean? If you're going to bleed, I'm a vampire.
Oh. That might be the worst thing you've ever said.
Oh, tonight I'm going for a Bud Light baptism.
Anyways, is that are we done? Should we get into the topic or you got anything else?
I
oh, just quickly.
Is there anything else?
New Year's resolutions. Any quick ones?
Oh, New Year's resolutions. Me and the missus both want to join the gym together.
Yep.
So there's no excuse to skip out. Mm-hmm. New Year's resolution, yeah. Gym. Work on my health a little bit more, just mm-hmm. in general. And just be the best dad I can be. Really?
That's cringy as fuck.
You're cringe. You say, like, you're the godfather, lad. You say that, like, if you're at the hospital when she comes out, you're not going to be in tears.
Oh, I'll be bawling my
fucking eyes out. You'll hold her.
It's a baby.
I'm like, stop crying. You're going to wake her up. But no, that. And obviously memories with all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't really like to do resolutions. I think if you want to do something, just go out and do it.
Yeah, because it puts pressure on.
But I do have kind of one this year. It's just now, this one is going to be a cringy answer.
And I already know what it is.
What's that?
I already know what it is.
What is it?
You want to finally get off the register for Warwickshire, Leicestershire and Shropshire.
Shit. You forgot Lancashire.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that incident at the school. No, I'm joking.
Just to clear up, I'm not a nonce.
Well, no, I'm joking. He's not. He's just a woman beater, apparently. according to some listeners. I won't mention names. I say next year if we get enough listeners, we do a charity stream where we raise money for like domestic violence awareness.
I think we should stop talking about it.
Why?
Because it just seems
like it seems like a cesspit we can't dig out of. We don't hit women. Damien doesn't hit women. None of us hit fucking women. If you couldn't take the fucking joke from last episode, don't fucking listen, because it was a fucking joke. Get a grip on your fucking life. Do you know what I mean? That's to anyone. No, because I've had about 4 people be like, you were joking, weren't you? Yes, we were fucking joking. Get a grip on yourselves, man. Get some humour in your fucking life. Yeah, fucking, I'm just fucking over it. We're dark humoured. We make fucking sick jokes. If you don't like it, don't fucking fuck off and go and listen to fucking the shit Joe Rogan Experience.
How dare you?
No, fuck off. No, because since you mentioned to me about him, about him being not the person I say he is, yeah. I've seen 4 fucking examples since then where he turns around to people and goes, yeah, I believe you. And then someone fucking next week says the opposite and he goes, yeah, you make sense. Fucking pick a side, you vol cunt. Go back to fucking commentating on fucking UFC and fuck off. But if you want us on the pod, please have us. No, I'm joking. I love the Joe Rogan Experience. It's a brilliant podcast, but I just think he's a yes man.
I actually got a bit of hatred then when you were digging into him. I was like, I actually want to swing for you, right? And I got hatred.
Don't swing for me because you know you get dropped. You're not a fighter, lad. I physically on not on nights out had to stop you from being battered. That time when I was taking a shit in the bar. And then you were outside the cubicle door and you said, you messaged me 4 messages on Snapchat while I was trying to wipe my ass going, James, someone's starting on me.
I was having a
piss. So I came outside and he was about 4 foot fuck all and I just went, fuck off. And he fucked off.
Yeah, I was having a piss. He just came up to me and went, you what? And I turned around and went, what? And he's like, what the fuck you say to me? I'm taking a piss, mate.
Yeah.
You know, let me finish at least.
don't fight me with my cock out, man. It's embarrassing.
And then, yeah, I stop. And then he's like, well, come on then. And I go, hang on a minute. Hang on.
I came out of the cubicle and he was about the height of my fucking... Bearing in mind, I'm 6'10". He was about the height of my belly button.
Little short man syndrome.
It was short man syndrome and he was a colossal chav.
Yeah.
And on anyone listening who is a chav, scrap me. Because I'll bang you in your face on your own fucking council estate.
Yeah, well.
Now the aggro's out of the way. Yeah.
Got a bit of aggression out now.
Really. Yeah. I did want to vent about the woman thing. Yeah. I needed to get it out, man. Just take a fucking joke, man. Honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not even specifying anyone, though. Because I've had multiple people ask me if we were joking. And I'm like, get a grip. Honest, please just get to grip.
The thing that I did, right, if we weren't beating women, I wouldn't go out and say it on a podcast.
Do you know what I mean? If I was battering my missus, I wouldn't go, yeah, missus fucking got aggy at me last night because I came in bed too late, so I fucking chinned her.
Yeah.
No. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't tell it.
No.
Because you get nicked. Do you know what I mean? It's clearly a fucking joke, but some people just made the wrong decisions in life and are now moody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I try and...
Especially on my... side of the my listeners of the pod,
yeah,
because I've had a few messages from friends who listen. That's the 4 people, some friends who listen, and they basically said, oh, we didn't, well, you know, you joking, weren't you? And I was just kind of like, fucking
if you've really got to ask that, we're not friends.
if you've got to ask that, you don't know me or you don't know us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those, like, we tried to have a joke. Try to make people smile and laugh.
Mm.
And maybe it's just we didn't say it right.
Oh, maybe we didn't laugh enough to make out it was a joke.
Yeah.
Or maybe we didn't say it was a joke enough. No. It was a fucking joke.
Well, I just want to...
Anything we say, unless we're talking... If we're not talking about movies, music or wrestling, anything else we say is pretty much... We're just chatting shit. It's just banter. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If you're a woman listening, you have a problem. I'll fucking chin you.
It's just one of those, like, if you did get upset about it, I apologise.
I'm not sorry. Grow up.
All right, then.
No, I'm straight up. I'm not beating around the bush. If I hurt your feelings, fuck off.
Yeah. All right, then.
That's just my opinion.
There you go.
Yeah, that's my standpoint. That's Jamie's standpoint, not Damien's.
I apologise if anyone did get upset about what we said. It was a joke.
Yeah.
But expect more.
What listeners don't know is that behind Damien's head, I've got a female, a pop figure of a woman.
Where's
and
that?
He's looked
that's
at
Bob
it.
Ross.
He's looked at it three times and clenched his fist. I'm joking.
What,
that's not
Bob
really.
Bob Ross.
Oh, no, that's not really.
I'm about to say, you've already got Ninja Turtles.
I'll be honest, I'm just
Bob
trying
Ross.
To dig you in a hole.
Yeah,
no, it's a fucking joke, man.
Yeah.
Everything we say, if it's a joke, we'll say it's a fucking joke. If it's not, then we won't.
Yeah, I think you'd be able to tell if it wasn't a joke.
Exactly. Because it's like when we talk about politics. We weren't joking about that. We were getting into it. Do you know what I mean? We were voicing our opinions. That wasn't funny.
No.
That was us just voicing our opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do a fucking domestic violence awareness charity stream next year. Obviously, the world knows if you raise money for it, then you don't support it, does it?
That's it, isn't it?
Exactly.
About trends.
Exactly.
It's all about posting on social media.
Exactly.
If you post on social media, then you clearly...
Speaking of dark jokes, just because I don't want to get nuked, I reckon we should do a charity stream for ISIS.
Oh my God. Hey, Mr. Taliban.
Yeah, like, come. And me one go home. How dare you disrespect Harry Belafonte like that?
Good.
I'm singing Taliban. Just shut your mouth.
All right. Sorry.
Before I met you, you looked like you listened to Blink-82, bitch.
Oh,
182, actually. Smart things.
Not going to lie, when that song comes on, I turn into
Say it ain't so, I will not go. Oh, I fucking love that song. Say
I turn into the biggest emo
mm-hmm.
when that song comes on.
I turn into the
that
biggest...
and Green Day. Anytime then, come on.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah.
See, I always joke to you that I'm not a big... Linkin Park guy.
Boo.
I joked to you about it, but I'm not gonna lie, you can't beat that man's voice on
no,
those tracks,
can't.
Man.
You really can't.
Man. Chester
he was the best.
Chester had vocals on him.
He was the best.
You know, what's the song you did with Jay-Z? What is it, a 30 second scream he does?
Oh no, that's Given Up.
Is that
that's
how long
not,
to scream?
That's not with Jay-Z.
Oh, maybe I just saw a video when he's performing with Jay-Z and he did it, and Jay-Z was like, holy a young Hover.
Oh, that was I think that was
when they did their collab song.
Yeah,
but Chester just did it, and Jay-Z was kind of stood there like, "Holy fuck!"
Yeah, there was. That's what the funny thing is. He didn't. They didn't actually do one song. They did like four or five.
Oh shit!
Because they did Not Enough Problems, and they mashed it up with Points of Authority.
Yeah. That's the
like,
one. That's
no,
the one they
no
performed.
Problems and a bitch
that's the one they performed. Yeah.
And I think it was One Step Closer, if I'm not mistaken, where he screamed at the end for like 10 seconds.
Was it the 10 second or the 15 second scream? It was really fucking long.
Because Given Up has his like 17, 18 second scream.
That was it. That's the one I've seen the clip of him doing live. It was something like that. It was something like the 18 second scream or something like that. And the man's fucking just...
He just
didn't
goes.
Take a breath,
no.
man. Fucking lungs. It's such a shame, man.
It is.
Such a shame.
Really
I wish he just
shame.
Spoke to someone, man. R.I.P. Chester.
Honestly. Now, I love him that much. I've got a tattoo. Like, not... Inspired by him. Well, basically his tattoo.
Yeah.
Just a lot of shitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we have a party in half an hour.
Yeah, give or take.
We should probably get on to the main
topic. Yes, main topic. I finally fucking...
I finally watched it. Because I've told you this. I don't know if I said it on the pod, but I know I've told you this multiple times.
Yeah, National Lottery just let me know on my phone that I'm not a fucking winner.
But they can go fuck themselves, can't they?
No, I like them because they might give me money one day.
No, they won't. They're going to take all your money.
No, did you know the odds on you getting the right lottery numbers? You got the same odds of walking up to a random stranger in the world, guessing their birth date down to the millisecond.
Yeah,
you got
so
the
so
same
you're not
odds. You say that. There was a woman who in Brownsover in rugby who won the lottery, and she still just lived in the same shitty house, and she used the money on milk and bread. My ex mum used to see her all the time. And she literally just used to... She just buy milk and bread from the shop.
Yeah, I rate that.
You know what I mean? There was also a woman in Brownsover who loved Michael Jackson. Used to dress like her. Generally, glove and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever you walk past you, right, topic of today. The 1965 DVD, full gig DVD of Cucumber on the Coconuts. No, I'm joking. Your face. It was the biggest. Pod, it was biggest tour.
I'm going to destroy this pod in a minute.
You see, you say you don't. You say you don't like Kid Curl and the Coconuts jokes, which you know they were actually at Stockholm 99.
Rate that.
No, they weren't. They weren't really. I think they were dead.
yeah, Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Now I watched this when the first day it came out.
Yes, Oppenheimer. What film, man?
From day one, I said it was probably one of the best cinematic films I've ever watched in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my top five best films of all time.
Christopher Nolan, it's now in my top five, easily.
He just doesn't miss, does he, Christopher Nolan?
I mean, he's got a record behind him, but I can't imagine him, like, once Upon a Time is out, he's got to come up with a new film concept, and that's got to be fucking challenging.
The only
man.
One I didn't really like that much was Tenet. I thought...
No, see, I liked it, but it was fucking confusing.
Yeah.
I wanted to understand it when I watched it, and then it got about half hour in, and I just went, I don't get it. So I just watched it for the sake of what it was. And it was good.
I still think, for me, his Dark Knight trilogy is my favourite Batman collective films ever.
Yeah, I'm in agreement, but if I was going to choose a Batman film to be my favourite, it'd be the two Michael Keaton ones.
Really?
With Nicholson as Joker. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going Dark Knight, the one with Heath Ledger.
You can't blame me. I can't blame you for that, man. Those films are fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger as Joker.
That's another one. Like
Tom Hardy as Bane.
Like we just talked about, Dorsey Chester, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, man. Imagine if we got more films with him as Joker.
Yeah. It was an overdose, wasn't it?
Drug overdose, yeah.
But that people say it was caused because of how method he was with Joker, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was something like he shut himself in his hotel room for like 6 weeks and didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
And I think it actually did play a thing on his mind after that.
Oh, that would. Speaking of that, briefly. Yeah. I watched a TikTok the other day, which was movie roles that affected actors.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the guy who played Elvis got so into character and
Austin Butler or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Method acted Elvis so much that he forgot his own voice because he spoke like Elvis so much. And after he'd done filming the film, he had a complete identity crisis. Because he just...
Oh!
Do you know what I mean? He forgot his own voice.
Yeah.
So he just carried on speaking like Elvis and he had to re-find his own identity.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, the film we're talking about today, Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, that was...
He lost so much weight.
I've seen something about his what he ate for the role of Oppenheimer, and I'm a bit skeptical if it was actual real. He ate something like one bit of fruit and just cigarettes. Yeah. That's all he fucking did.
Well, as you can tell, I've done a lot of notes.
Yes. So I'll let you take the front.
From
of
what
thing.
I've read, apparently, Oppenheimer himself, Robert J. Oppenheimer,
uh-huh.
J. Robert Oppenheimer, sorry, his diet was literally cigarettes. He barely ate and he just drank martinis all day.
I've seen obviously a real photo of the actual bloke and you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see the man never had a good meal in like 10 years.
Yeah, he died in like the 60s.
Mm.
Quite young, but I think that was throat cancer if I'm not mistaken.
It was some sort of cancer. I remember Googling him when I was watching. Yeah.
Which me and my mum talked about it because we watched it Friday night.
Oh.
And I said, I just wonder if working on the bomb cause him to get cancer. It played in my mind. I was like, I just wonder.
They're exposed to what it was.
Because
what was in it.
A lot of the people, if you look at the records, a lot of the people that worked on the project did die of cancer.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder. To me, anyways, it makes me wonder. I wonder if they'd be exposed to the Trinity test.
Yeah. They were definitely exposed to something. Yeah.
Because I think the health and safety about them is what? Oh, you blown up. No.
They laid on a mattress and basically watched the explosion through welded glass.
Yeah.
They had no protection whatsoever.
No.
Yeah.
Not good for you. But, stats. Let's get into some statistics.
Oh, okay.
Of Oppenheimer. Directed by, obviously, one of the goats of directing, mm-hmm. Christopher Nolan.
Easily.
Written by Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai Bird and Martin Sherwin. Which I've actually
recognise Martin Sherwin.
I've got something to show you. So, Kai Bird and Martin Sherwin, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Writers of this film.
Mm-hmm.
They also wrote...
Oh, you've actually brought something in your bag.
They wrote a book that you might know.
What, both of them?
Both Kai Bird...
Collectively.
Kai Bird
and Martin Sherwin collectively wrote a book.
called American Prometheus. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard about this book. I bought that yesterday.
The inspiration for the major motion picture Oppenheimer. Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin, American Prometheus. The triumph and tragedy of J. Robert Oppenheimer, winner of the Pulitzer Prize. Okay, when you're done reading that, I'd like to borrow it.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it will take me God knows how many months, but...
That is a thick book.
Look how small it is. Look how small the writing is as well.
There's chunky pages. Oh, it's got photos.
It's got photos, yeah.
Oh, mad ting.
I am so excited to read that book.
Right, so welcome to the Audible.
Audiobook.
That is, yeah, I've
heard so many good things about American Prometheus, mm-hmm. and I was like, it came up, because I did look for it straight after Oppenheimer was released.
Yeah.
And nowhere was selling it. It was all like digital, like audiobooks.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I like to read, well, I say I like to read books. I've just started reading books. But I like the idea of actually reading a book.
Yeah.
And so I actually found it then on Friday night, and that was a tenner. But I'll tell you how rare it is. A hard copy, a hard back copy.
Yeah.
£150 on Amazon.
Jesus wept.
Yeah. That's how rare it is to get.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, that's a tenner? I'm snabbing that right up.
Yeah, too rash, mate. Too rash.
So I'm very excited to read that. So yeah, basically, the writers of it was Christopher Nolan, the director, mm-hmm. and the two that wrote the book. So it's like, you've got the best real...
You've literally
you've got the best.
You've got everything, yeah.
It stars a shitload of people.
Fucking, I've just choked on my vape. A shitload of people.
The main ones obviously being Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt and Matt Damon. But you've got people like Rami Malek.
Matt Damon. He was a general. Holy shit. Oh, Jesus Christ, I forgot there was that many people.
Yeah.
You had Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Rami Malek, Josh Peck, Florence Pugh. I feel like the guy who played Heisenberg.
Yeah.
He's a very...
I recognise the guy that played, I can't remember his name, but
he's a very famous guy.
He was the first professor that Oppenheimer talked to at the university, which is when he poisoned his professor's apple. And then they went to a lecture and he spoke to him. And then he quickly took the apple off because he was about to eat it.
Yeah, he was very famous. Who's, oh my God, what's that film? There was a film that came out with Batista where they're into Vegas and it's zombies.
Oh.
On Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the German guy.
Dead Army or something, wasn't it?
And he was the German guy. The guy who played Heisenberg in Oppenheimer, he was the German guy in that film. Yeah. And then he did his own film, Operation Thieves or something like that. Yeah, that's where I know him from. He's coming into the scene big time now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a massive monster casting. Yeah.
Budget. What do you think the budget was? I mean, fucking, let's be honest, if you've seen the film, you know it's a big budget.
500 million.
No. This actually surprised me because I thought Transformers were like 200 mil.
Yeah.
100 mil. Was the budget.
Holy fuck.
That's incredible.
That's well low.
Box office. How much do you think you got a box?
Oh, fucking Jesus. 800 million.
Close. 953 million.
Does not surprise me whatsoever.
Whereas Barbie, who... Obviously, there was the Oppenheimer-Barbie war.
It was the Barbieheimer war. Yeah, yeah.
Barbie got 1.4 billion in the box office. Which ones are like... It applies to
kids and women. Yeah.
Just some little facts about it now. The Trinity test, which was, if anyone doesn't know, was the actual testing of the bomb in Los Alamos.
Yes.
That whole entire scene of the bomb going off, it was filmed without special effects. There was no CGI.
It's Nolan, isn't it? He does not... He fucking hates CGI, yeah.
They actually used gasoline and propane with aluminum powder, or aluminium.
Aluminium.
And magnesium to replicate the blinding light of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know when they got that massive white light?
Yep.
That was magnesium powder and aluminium powder. Obviously, like we just said, it was based off Kai Bird's 2005 American Prometheus.
Yep.
And it's called that because Oppenheimer uses a quote. He says a quote in a 1960s interview from Prometheus. And it's...
Oh, it's one of the quotes, isn't it?
Now I am become death.
Now I have become death, yeah.
The destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. I love that quote.
I do. And I really like how they called it in American Prometheus then. It was No, I got that mixed up. That wasn't Prometheus' quote. Prometheus's quote was, "You gave them power of the gods or something."
Mm-hmm.
Like it was something like, "You've given them the power to destroy themselves."
It was something with fire.
Yeah, you gave them fire.
You gave them the fire of the gods, and it was something about destroying themselves. Yeah,
that was the line from Prometheus, and then I think in the movie someone says, "Someone like you are the Prometheus now."
Yeah,
you gave them the power to destroy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually marks the sixth film for Nolan working with Cillian Murphy. They've done six films together now.
Oppenheimer,
Tenet, Batman Begins. And I don't know the others.
Inception,
yeah.
And I don't know the other two.
No.
Cillian wasn't in. Was it Nolan did Shutter Island?
It was, wasn't it?
I believe it was, but I can't remember if Cillian Murphy was.
No, that was
in it.
Just DiCaprio, wasn't it?
That was DiCaprio, Mark Ruffalo, yeah. And I can't remember if Cillian was in it.
Now this is a little cool one. All of the actors for the cast,
mm-hmm.
They all lived in the same hotel.
That's cool.
So for the entire time they shot it, it was like they lived in Los Alamos. Like they had no outside contact.
Mm-hmm.
They just filmed it and they just hang around with each other.
That's cool.
Apparently, Cillian Murphy wouldn't actually turn up to dinners because Matt Damon and Emily Blunt are like very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put on dinners for everyone, like what it was like once a week or something.
Yeah,
and Cillian Murphy just wouldn't go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emily Blunt was there, like, "Yeah, I understand it because you're playing Oppenheimer. Like, I can understand the weight that's on your shoulders."
100%, yeah.
And the fact he had to lose so much weight for it.
Yeah,
as well, he just didn't eat. It was filmed on colour and on IMAX 70mm camera,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking expensive.
It's
like $300,000 for a camera.
Yeah, that's big money. That's big bucks. That
When it was filmed in black and white, it was actually filmed in a completely different camera,
uh-huh.
that doesn't exist. They had to get a camera company in.
Yeah,
I think it was like Kodak. I think something like
mm-hmm.
that. To actually build a camera
mm-hmm.
just for this film.
Gee, that's Nolan down to a T, isn't it? Love him.
And because of how expensive the cameras are,
mm-hmm.
there are no deleted scenes in this entire film. Every scene they filmed is in the film.
I love that. So there's not going to be an extended edition fucking Blu-ray that I'm going to have to buy. Good, yeah.
And this film actually marks Nolan's first ever sex scene. He's never filmed a sex scene before.
There hasn't been another. I can't remember another sex. So that was the sex scene with Florence Pugh and Cillian.
How long do you think? So it was filmed on IMAX, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think the film of IMAX was? How like length long? It's a 3-hour film.
In length, in what description, like what measurement of length?
Well, if I say that, that's gonna give it away to how big it is.
It won't for me. When you say measurement of length, you mean centimeters, millimeters,
miles?
Oh fuck me. 5.
It actually stretches 11 miles.
Jesus fucking Christ, man!
And weighs 600 pounds, which is about like 250-300 kilos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
And it's Christopher Nolan's first film without Warner Bros, because he had a little argument with them because Warner Bros did that thing in COVID where they started releasing every film on like fucking Warner Plus or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And Nolan was there like, "No, my films are meant to be seen on the cinema," and they're like, "No, we're gonna release them."
Mm-hmm.
And he was there like, "Well, I won't do films with you anymore then."
Yeah.
So they went their separate ways then. And it's Nolan's longest film to date.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite a long film. Anyways, that's all the sort of statistics I've got for the film. The mm-hmm. rest now are just little facts, if you like some little facts.
Yeah, spit them. Yeah.
Well, the actual core of the bomb, Fat Boy
mm-hmm.
itself. I'm going to talk a lot about Fat Boy. The actual core itself was made up of plutonium and uranium, which obviously you know if you've seen the film because they talk about it a lot. The marbles. Wasn't,
not to jump the gun.
Yeah.
Wasn't the bombs dropped on Hiroshima the little boy? And the hydrogen bomb that was made was the Fat Man.
I don't know. I don't know. I might have the actual Trinity test one here. I don't know.
You're right. No. You're right. Yeah, I'm getting mixed up with the ones that were dropped to the ones of Trinity. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Carry on. Sorry about that. Carry on.
Yeah. In the core itself, it had 32 detonator wires.
Jesus.
It had 2 24-volt batteries. Power it once obviously it left the plane.
Yeah.
and it had archery radar antennas to detonate when it reaches a certain altitude.
Mm-hmm.
So it would send off sound waves, and depending on how quickly they came back,
mm-hmm.
it would record the altitude. Inside of that, you have the internal neutron initiator,
mm-hmm.
which emits neutrons
mm-hmm.
for the chain reaction. That contains beryllium pellet and shell.
Yeah.
A beryllium pellet and a oh my god, science.
Yeah.
Beryllium shell.
Yeah.
In between the shell and the pellet
mm-hmm.
was another element called polonium. And the entirety of that whole thing I just said
mm-hmm.
was 2 centimeters wide.
Fucking Christ on a bike, man.
And all of that was surrounded by 6 kilos of plutonium,
mm-hmm.
which also was only 9 centimeters in diameter.
Right, I just want to point out to the people listening, yeah. the facts Damien's spitting here, we're not talking about, like, the things that they gave you in the Oppenheimer film.
No, these were the facts.
These were the facts of the actual bomb that went off that they did in real life.
Unfortunately, killed a lot of people.
It was very unfortunate. I didn't actually know until the film. It was for the reason it was.
Yeah.
That when Germany was defeated, Japan carried on. Yeah. So.
I thought that they just went to war and it was meant to be for Japan, but it was meant to be for the Nazis. And then they went, oh well, we kind of got a bomb now. So.
I got my dates mixed up. I actually thought Hiroshima and Nagasaki were revenge for Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was in 1941.
Yeah.
4 years before the world ended. The war ended. And they bombed. Nagasaki and Hiroshima was in 1945. Which I got them completely wrong.
It's a very sticky one. In my opinion, did they really need to drop it on them? No.
It's like they said in the film, though.
Yeah.
Multiple people, didn't they?
Yeah.
They said it. They're gonna surrender.
Yeah.
They're fighting a war. They're gonna lose.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
And I think it was just a thing of, look what we've got. I think that's in my head. That was just America. What we can do.
In my opinion, it was just America going, look what we can do in the time we can do it. Get scared. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like what Killian said, at the same time, you got that, but you also got the fact of, if America don't come out and say they've got one,
the Soviets will.
Russia will come and go, right, well, here's a bomb for you.
Yeah, there absolutely, you
It's just one of those, it's like, it's a very sticky situation to be in. But that 6 kilos of plutonium was also furthermore surrounded by a layer of uranium,
yep.
238,
mm-hmm.
which is just an element,
mm-hmm.
Acting as a neutron reflector. So, because obviously you've got the neutrons in it,
mm-hmm.
and slow neutrons would come out of it, but that would act as a barrier and bounce them back in. Because if they kept coming out,
yep.
it would cause it to detonate early.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they don't want to detonate early.
No, they don't know.
So, it would bounce it back in and obviously keep it nice and ready for when it goes. And it would also contribute to the fission explosion.
Mm-hmm.
On the uranium sphere is a thin layer of boron plastic shell, which again absorbs slow-moving neutrons.
Yeah.
And prevents pre-detonation. All of that, again, was enclosed by aluminium.
Yeah.
It's called puster.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just like a little...
I've had a few pusters in my time.
Bit of foil, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which you see in the film, surrounded by 32 faster explosive lenses, they're called. You know when they were building it in those like hexagonal
blocks? The little bits that individually slide.
That's what we're talking about
in.
Here. They're explosion lenses.
Right.
So, which were made up of 61% RDX, which I presume, I didn't do the research on that one, but I presume it's a form of explosive.
Yeah.
And then it was also 39% TNT.
Yeah.
Again, surrounded by 32 more blocks.
Yeah.
Of slow explosive lenses.
Yeah.
So you've got a reaction, basically, that would start off slow,
mm-hmm.
and as it got more denser in the middle,
mm-hmm.
it would become faster.
Mm-hmm.
Each block of the explosive lenses
mm-hmm.
contained a detonator. So you had 32 detonators.
Yep.
An X unit, which was at the front of the bomb,
mm-hmm.
which is basically easy way of saying it. Basically the motherboard of this whole thing. That's where all the electrics go in.
Right, yeah.
and it would send electrical current to each detonator simultaneously. So it'd all go off exactly the same time.
Okay, yeah.
explosion falls inwards, condensing the plutonium sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Crushing the beryllium shell and the polonium releasing the neutrons.
Yep.
Actually, now, I don't really know how I'm going to say this because mm-hmm. I've drawn diagrams.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So basically, just to put it into a bit simpler words, for when this all chain reaction happens at once, you've got a neutron and then you've got the uranium element particle.
Yep.
The neutron will shoot into the uranium particle and be absorbed by the nucleus.
Yep.
And once it's in there, because it goes, hang on a minute, I've got an extra neutron here.
Yeah.
It will cause differentiation, mm-hmm. which will cause the uranium atom then to split into two.
Right, okay.
But when it splits, and that split it splits off, splits out three more neutrons.
Right.
They'll go into three more uranium particles.
Right.
They will do exactly the same.
Right.
And then you get that chain reaction of three
yeah.
into nine.
Right, okay.
Into 18, and then bang, all in this a second like that, it should come from zero to a million, just like yep. that.
Okay.
that's it.
No, the thing is, that was unbelievably interesting. Like, it's a little bit nerdy that I got a little nerd boner.
You do not realise how excited I was researching that yesterday.
Mm. That's why I just let you take fucking flow, man.
I was so excited.
That was so good.
I like talking about it.
Yeah, it's science, man. Science is...
Science, bitch. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I got really into that then.
Yeah.
I realised because I was doing...
Because we haven't got visuals for the pod, yeah. but you were doing hand signs and everything yeah. to me. I was fully involved, man. You've taught me more from that than my 5 years of science did in school.
Honestly, I've learnt more for the past 2 months of researching into physics than I have the entire time I was at school.
Do you know the only fact I have about the Hiroshima bombing?
Yeah.
The only bit I can actually contribute is that the plane that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima was called Enola Gay.
It was B-32, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was named Enola Gay. And my dad, if he listens to this, is going to... There's a song called Enola Gay, and my dad is going to hate me if I get this wrong. I'm fairly sure the band who did the song Enola Gay is ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
I'm fairly sure.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong, it could be OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Just say all of them, just in case.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure it's ELO.
Yeah.
Because they also did... I'm fairly sure ELO did Hey There, Mr. Blue. The song from Magic Roundabout.
I'll have a look on Spotify, see if I can...
Yeah, because I have a feeling I'm going to be really wrong here. Because it's the two sound so familiar to me, because they're both synth bands from like back in the day.
How do you spell Enola Gay? Is it A-N...
E-N.
Oh, E-N.
E-N-O-L-A space Gay.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
It's OMD. Motherfucker. It's OMD.
Yeah, it's alright. There's also Scooter have done a song called Enola Gay.
Of course Scooter's done a fucking song called Enola
Gay. Scooter are back. They're dropping an album.
They are, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it was.
He's got to be like 60.
I really want to go to it. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what the album's called now. Hang on, just give me literally 2 seconds.
I can't believe I got that wrong.
Raven Shout.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line in it? Because the line's fucking hilarious, isn't it? That was it. He goes, "Open your mind and your trousers."
Oh, fuck it. That reminds me of that DJ I saw on TikTok who did the beat was just going and everyone was like really getting into it, like with their eyes closed, and he went, "Try to relax your anus."
Yeah.
The guy
like zooms in this one girl, she's like,
I'm actually, do you know, if my dad listens to that, he's going to be so angry I got that wrong. It was OMD and it wasn't ELO. ELO did Mr. Brightside.
Oh.
That's who, yeah. OMD, oh, fucking. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry I got
it's
that.
It's a failure.
What a fucking film, man. I enjoyed
incredible.
Long film.
I did
three,
not
3 hours?
Three
I enjoyed
hours.
I literally enjoyed all 108 minutes of it.
I did not expect you to like it, to be honest. When you said you were watching it, I'm then like, oh, he's gonna hate it.
I thought I was. I thought it was gonna be too long, too sciencey, too intricate for me. But like, this sounds really bad, but it's Christmas, so my work's really quiet. So I was actually watching it at work.
Yeah.
And then, so I've got my monitor with the film on, and then as something's coming up, like, right, who the fuck's he? I'm Googling it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck's that? I'm Googling it. Like, I Googled so many fucking questions about it, and I was understanding it as watching it, and it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 film, honestly. I rate it 10 out of 10, solid. Is.
Yeah. And I'm just so happy I got to see it in the cinema.
Yeah. I bet that was so good.
That experience was incredible.
Yeah,
and it was so big, and you actually, the size, I can't tell you how incredible it was, because obviously, when the Trinity test happens, you hear the silence before the blast wave gets to them. It's just pure silence.
Yeah.
You hear, I think it was Killian breathing, and that's it. You hear nothing.
Yeah.
But believe you me, in the cinema, I've never heard silence like it. Like, the TV does not do it justice to what the cinema did.
Yeah.
That silence was... Is that saying? That silence was deafening.
It was, yeah. You could hear a pin drop.
It was incredible. And then all of a sudden you just get absolutely fucking obliterated by the blast wave. You actually feel like you're in it.
Yeah.
When
imagine seeing that in 4D.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what's funny though? I when I was researching yesterday, I just typed in Oppenheimer film. They're still showing it in the Odeon in commentary.
That doesn't surprise me.
They've still got another showing of it in Jan.
Oh, the Odeon's brilliant as well. I got a comfy seat. Tonight.
Yeah. I might try and see if they did like a 4D one or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I'd try and go to that.
See it in IMAX, that'd be mecca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you like science as much as I've grown to in the last month, you will absolutely have an orgasm over this film.
Yeah.
A lot of politics at the end.
It's very, with the Communist Party.
Yeah.
And like, whether he's a safe, like whether he's for the US or a spy.
I think it's done perfectly where it's not too much politics.
Yeah. And the twist at the end.
Honestly,
the twist at the end with who the person who turns out what he is. I'm like, oh fuck, okay.
Honestly, when I came out of the cinema, I was sat on the curb, right, waiting for my taxi to come. I was sat on the curb and I was just stood in my thoughts. I was like, my life isn't going to be the same after.
Yeah,
and it genuinely hasn't.
Do you know who I thought it was?
Who? Spoilers. Spoilers.
I'm not going to say as spoiler free as I can.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's little tweedy butt boy. With the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I thought it was him. Because I was like, you're a prick.
Do you know who I thought it was?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to know it. I think his name was General Pash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
I thought it was him.
Yeah. He was a fucking suspect, mate, I tell you now.
He's so creepy.
He was an eerie bastard, yeah. 100%.
The way he just stared at him, like, you got ties with Russia.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just get away from me, man.
Yeah, creepy guy. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Completely recommend this film.
Definitely.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, we have a party to attend.
Oh shit, we do. I forgot about that.
We are fashionably 17 minutes late.
As usual.
As usual.
I won't go through socials because that would take too long, but it's just search our name.
Yeah, literally. Everything's... It. Yeah. Gmail is jdontherocks20@gmail.com.
Instagram,
TikTok.
The same.
@ jdontherockspod. Yeah, drop us a follow, drop us a like on everything. If you're listening on Spotify, I don't even need the script this time. If you're listening on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or Audible, please give us a follow, a like, and a rating.
Yep.
And we really hope you enjoyed this one. I know it's just a one topic, but we're kind of strapped for time, and it's a big film to talk about. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's the film.
And there's another thing. If you like how in-depth I went with like the science stuff, please let us know, because I will try and do that as often as I can.
Fucking ask us science questions. Damien is anything to do with science. I'm specifically astronomy.
Yeah.
So just fucking shoot, and we'll talk about it, because it's so good.
Just quickly. I've decided I will be doing my A-level soon.
Good man. Good man.
I'm stuck on one. I'm between geography and physics. That's the other one. I know I'm doing biology and chemistry, but I'm torn between physics and geography.
I prefer geography, but I'd go physics if I was you.
I think so, yeah. I think that's my only option there. But yeah, incredible film, incredible, just everything. J. Robert Oppenheimer, whether you agree with what he did or not, what an interesting man.
He did it for the right reasons at the time, and then he knew what it became.
The thing is, I feel like I would be in the exact same thing as what he was. I'd be like, yeah, I want to build a bomb, let's go.
Yeah,
and then
he'll
get used to someone and go, actually, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
But
yeah, please watch this film.
Yeah.
It's a must watch. 100% a must watch.
When you got a spare 3 hours.
Make the time.
It's one of those things that worth I don't think you can watch it in parts. I think you just have to sit down and watch the entire thing.
Fuck no, you should be confused. Just, yeah, please, just make the time to watch it. Just make the 3 hours in your life, because it's so good.
Sit down on a Saturday, have nothing else to do in the evening.
Yep.
Get yourself some popcorn or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you like, whatever you want. And get a beverage of your choice.
Yep, 100%.
And just please watch it.
Yes, please.
It's
please,
on Amazon please, Prime. I rented it. It was £5 to rent for 2 days. I presume you used your little dodgy websites.
I used my...
Yeah.
Thou shall not be named.
Yeah.
Winky face.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The unofficial websites.
The unofficial. Well, big up High Movies, you know. But yeah.
Hope everyone has a good new year. We'll see you in the new year.
Yes, have a good new year. Get very drunk, because we're going to.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. Have a good
new
year.
All the best to you. Hopefully 2023 wasn't that bad of a year.
Yeah, hopefully you did have a good year, yeah.
Hopefully, well, next year I just plan to be happy.
I'm going to try. I've got things going on in my life at the minute that prevent it.
Yeah.
And there's actually, I did want to end this podcast off with a quote that I actually heard recently, which I actually, I'm not a quote man. I don't listen to the bullshit other people say.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, get a grip. But this quote I actually heard, and I actually agree with it, because obviously growing old isn't nice.
No, it isn't.
And I heard this quote. Scary. And this quote basically said, enjoy growing old, because growing old is beautiful, because if you're not growing old, then you're dead.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm kind of deciding I'm going to live by that now.
100%.
But yeah. So, yeah. Have a good...
I'm just trying to do something and I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
You're
trying to find the quotes, aren't you?
I am. It isn't going to work.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to end it on a quote.
Yeah.
On the quote.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And have a happy new year. Hope you had a good Christmas. Let us know if you didn't, and we'll laugh at you.
No, hopefully. Hopefully you had a good new year.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll see you fresh and early for 2024.
Good year.
Good year. It's gonna be a big year. Yeah.
So now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.